This is Colton Motoka with Other Side Drive's Tech Talk. The Dell buyout is complete and the company has gone private. Swarming the tech world is the recent announcement from Dell owner Michael Dell concerning his plans to take the company from public to private with the help of Microsoft. In the time following, there has been much interest on the subject and whether Microsoft, maker of Windows, would indeed assist Dell. The rumors can now subside, though, because Dell has indeed become a private company with the help of Microsoft, Silver Lake, and Michael Dell. This is beneficial to Dell because they have come to rely heavily on services they provide to companies for profit. By going private, they will no longer have to answer to shareholders and can gain more freedom. The company's stocks have also not traded well in recent years due to the decline of traditional PCs, which have been their flagship product. By going private, they can free themselves from the needs of public investors and the scrutiny of Wall Street. This will also buy them some time because essentially they will be working from behind a curtain. It is Dell's hope that they will be able to create a new lineup of products which will likely have an emphasis on mobile and organize their IT services currently being provided to companies. They will also benefit from a closer relationship with Windows, which could lead to better products on both ends. Not everyone is excited, though. HP, a longtime competitor and rival of Dell, released a statement bordering on fighting words. HP stated that Dell has a very rough road ahead. The company faces an extended period of uncertainty and transition that will not be good for its customers. HP went on to note Dell's debt load. It is not a surprise that HP would react negatively. The company would not be happy to see Windows and Dell's partnership grow. In any case, this is essentially Dell's last chance to turn things around after 10 years of failed products, including music players, tablets, phones, and more. How much would it cost you to deactivate your Facebook account? $50? $100? $1 million? How about $200? That's exactly what a father in Boston has done. Paul Bayer and his 14-year-old daughter have reached an agreement in which his daughter will deactivate her Facebook page from February 4th to June 26th of this year. In return, she will receive $200 in two payments, $50 in April and the remaining $150 to her on June 26th. As part of the contract they made, she will turn over her login and password information. Her father will then deactivate the account after changing the password so that she cannot reactivate it in the future. The online community is split on whether this is a good parenting move or just parental bribery. Is it right to pay your daughter to quit Facebook? Does this even accomplish what it is presumed to do? Or will she simply use other sites like Twitter and defeat the purpose? Regardless, she's not alone. Research shows 61% of Facebook users take a break from the networking site from time to time. From the other side of radio, this has been Tech Talk, and I'm Colton.